Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Into the 7 o'clock hour we go. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Friday. Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a nice weekend lined up.
We had a nice visit with Ross Tucker. You should check that out on the podcast later. Everybody help us keep dominating, not just our station, but the entire group of stations here at Entercom. Payne and Pendergast have by far the most downloaded podcasts.
By far. That's not an exaggeration. We had a company meeting where they put a graph up, a vertical bar chart of podcasts within the cluster. There's not just 610, but all the stations here. And I was sitting kind of in the back of the meeting. It was over at the Texans facility. It was in like their amphitheater where the team meets.
Yep.
It was pretty cool.
It's a team meeting room.
A room that you sat in many, many times as a player.
Yep.
And so they put this graph up on the big screen up there, up on the stage. And where I was sitting, the bottom of the screen was kind of blocked by a few people standing up. Maybe our big boss, Sarah Fraser, presenting up there about the podcast. And they showed the chart. And the one that was number one was gigantic. It was a huge, huge bar that was bigger than the next four put together.
It's like a Mandingo.
It was a Greg Oden-like bar. And so they put, I couldn't see which show that was because my view was being blocked. And I said, wow, that show that's number one looks really successful.
Yeah.
And it was us.
It was us.
Yeah.
We had no clue.
No clue.
So we saw it. It was unveiled. It was all the stations. It was the music stations. To be fair to the music stations, they don't talk as much as we do. So there's not as much necessary. Nobody wants to download a podcast where people are like, hey, here comes Jessica Simpson. I don't know. So we're going to get more.
Yeah. So download our podcast.
Yeah.
Download our podcast. Yeah. So the Rockets. The Rockets beat the Warriors last night by 30. That was nice to see. They covered the 10.5-point spread very, very easily. You have a good number here on the Rockets, Seth, with this new small ball. They're still the talk of the NBA with this small ball.
This is an ESPN article. This is going into last night. I can't imagine that these numbers are any worse after last night. I would imagine they're a little bit better. Since the trade, Covington and Tucker have played 205 possessions together. Houston has crushed opponents by 19 points per possession, which ranks in the 100th percentile of all lineups.
Take that. You can't do any better than that.
So when Covington and Tucker have been together.
The 100th percentile.
Right, right. So I know they definitely are not any better after last night.
Right.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get any better last night.
Way to give yourself a score that you can't improve upon.
There's a bunch of others. Now, the one surprise was that when Covington and Tucker are out there, they actually are in the 97th percentile for defensive rating.
Okay.
So the defense is, look, you got a bunch of good defenders out there. They can switch everything. But what people are worried about is the rebounding. And they've actually been better on the rebounding with those lineups than people anticipated, too.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're in the 97th percentile. I'm not surprised that they're good defensively. And that's the thing that's been frustrating about watching people analyze this small ball lineup is going, well, this can't work. This can't be sustained. And they talk about the playoffs and the fact that for some reason, a lot of the analysts, I think some of it, not to sound like, dyed in the wool Houstonian, everybody hates us kind of thing. But I do think there is a general feel of dislike for the Rockets among the national media, the studio host types, to where they look at it. They just don't want it to work for the Rockets or Daryl Morey or James Harden or guys like that. So I think their opinions begin there. And then they need to see a lot of proof before they're going to get on board with it. But the analysis of what it's going to be like in the postseason for the Rockets has been a little bit frustrating because they act like teams are all of a sudden going to get taller in the postseason.
Well, no, or and this is what drives me nuts, TNT has been complaining for a decade that there is no good low post play anymore. Nobody posts up. You're feeding somebody in the post. Ask for the ball. All the crap that they were asking Dwight to do and all of that, they've been complaining that that play doesn't exist anymore. But now all of a sudden, what's going to undo the Rockets is all this low post play and guys posting up and whatnot.
Right.
I'm not all that concerned. I mean, now, this is the problem. When you get into the playoffs, there are specific matchups. The Lakers and the Nuggets, obviously, where you worry perhaps about what more dominant big men might be able to do against you. But those guys are still a liability when it comes to trying to get them out on. All of a sudden, they're out on the perimeter guarding Russ Westbrook. There's a balance to it. You know, for every negative that you can point out, there's a positive on the other side. And it's going to be fascinating to watch and see how teams adjust to it over the course of a 7-game series more than anything.
This general assumption that what the Rockets are doing, which is unconventional, the general assumption that it just pushes all the chips to the side of the team that has size is frustrating to me. One, first and foremost, because we've seen a championship-level team make its biggest difference or create its biggest difference against the rest of the league by going small over the last few years. And granted, they had Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. I get all that. But the Rockets had pretty good players as well. And that team doesn't exist anymore.
Well, look at though. I mean, yeah, they had all those players. But also, let's remember one of the things that we would say at that time was, yeah, and they got Draymond Green. Okay, yeah, Draymond Green is a really nice piece that fit in well with those guys. And he's a very, very, very good player. But it was a cumulative effect of all those guys doing what they did to where all of a sudden when Charles is claiming that a jump shooting team can't win a championship, they sure did end up winning a lot of championships. So it's an experiment. The frustrating thing for me is that what could happen is maybe the Rockets make it to the Western Conference Finals and lose in the Western Conference Finals, and it's deemed a failure yet again, which I don't know what your standard is at that point where are you all of a sudden going to say that the Rockets are a miserable basketball team because they can't make it to the NBA Finals or they can't win in the Finals? I guess more than anything, that's an indictment of James Harden, I guess, and his whether you want to. People would use it as an indictment against James Harden.
Yeah.
Or now, you could argue that this is Russell Westbrook's team for the moment.
Well, it's what will keep Harden out of the generational conversations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's what will keep, and Westbrook as well. It's what will keep those guys out of the conversations that you have about guys like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, Tim Duncan, guys like that. You need a title, maybe multiple titles, to get past the bouncer for that VIP room.
I guess I didn't hear this, but I guess Chuck and Shaq last night were also saying that teams got to stop double teaming James Harden because I don't know why. I guess because then Harden will score 60 points. There's a persistent misbelief here that drives me crazy, and it's been over the last couple of years, that when Harden scores more than 40 points, they're not winning games.
Yeah.
It's been really frustrating to see. People, they want to believe that Harden is scoring 40-plus points in this vacuum and he's being selfish.
To the detriment, yeah.
No, he's scoring 40 points and they're winning those games when he scores more than 40.
Well, his 32 games last year where he scored 30 or more points.
Yeah.
30 more points in 32 consecutive games. They were 21-11 in those games. They were 21-11 in those games and they were missing Chris Paul for big chunks of it. They were missing Clint Capella for big chunks of it. It's crazy to think, boy, that was a year ago. And neither of those guys are on the team anymore.
I think that
they didn't have Clint Capella or Chris Paul, and now you're like, now they don't have Clint Capella or Chris Paul. And I mean, obviously they have Westbrook and Covington and guys like that.
Russell Westbrook, without a center on the court, has been the most efficient he's ever been in his career.
Yeah.
Like when there's not a center on the court, which everybody, that was the big concern coming into the season is, okay, what's going to happen with the Rockets when they have two non-shooters on the floor?
Yep.
Because all of a sudden the space in there. Now, you take a center off the floor, and Russ is scoring twice as many points in the paint as he was before.
Yeah.
It's opened everything up for him.
Yeah, you're just creating different easy shots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, instead of creating easy threes for people, open threes, you're creating drives to the hoop where Russ is wildly efficient.
And I guess you can take this as a plus or a minus or hating or not hating. I'm just kind of excited to go into playoff series where the story doesn't have to be about whether Harden has a good game or not.
Yeah.
Russell is a different guy than than Chris Paul was,
yep.
you know, and especially the way he's playing right now. Now it's just a matter of keeping everybody healthy. Westbrook, you know, I was talking about minutes played per game yesterday when we were talking about Russell. Russ is up there, but as one of our listeners pointed out, he's not playing back-to-back, so his total minutes aren't great. P.J. Tucker is right now, I believe, second in the league in overall minutes played.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that's taking the biggest beating, and he's no spring chicken.
He's no spring chicken. He's playing a lot of minutes, and he's playing against a lot of guys who are much, much bigger than him right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's banging around down there, which he's been doing a lot of that anyways. But that's a point Daryl Morey will make quite a bit, which is don't look at minutes played. Look more at the games played. You mm-hmm. know, if a guy's playing, honestly, Seth, if a guy plays 42 minutes instead of 38 minutes, these guys play 4 hours of hoops a day when they go to Fondy or when they go to a gym somewhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.